This podcast is in association with In the Moment magazine, mindful ways to live your life well. On sale now in Waitrose, WH Smith and Sainsbury's. Today on Radio Gorgeous, I'm welcoming back Jo Carnegie, a journalist from Bristol who writes for In the Moment magazine. And today we're talking about astrology. Hi Jo, welcome back to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you for having me.
So today you're talking about astrology, a subject I'm very interested in. What about it caught your attention?
I think it was, I've always grown up reading my teenage magazines and then magazines in my 20s. I'd always turn to the star signs and read them. But it was something I, you know, it was just part of my whole magazine reading experience. But I have noticed increasingly in recent years how astrology really has taken off, especially modern astrology, and especially in the well-being scene. And I think that really in the place of religion now, and we live in an increasingly secular society, that people are looking for meaning and guidance elsewhere. And I think that astrology has become really quite relevant for a lot of people, and it has moved from being something slightly wacky and weird, or viewed as slightly wacky and weird and mysterious, into the mainstream. And a lot of people now have astrology apps that they consult their star sign, their daily star sign, in the morning. And a lot of people are now having readings. And I think that it's just become something, a tool that the modern day meaningful woman uses alongside other things in her life for guidance and meaning.
Fantastic. So how can the sky be linked to us?
Well, it's odd, isn't it, really? Because I've never really understood. I understand my star sign, I understand the traits of my own star sign, but I've never understood about Neptune and Venus and what's going on. And, you know, and I spoke to a couple of astrologers for the piece I've written, and it really is a hugely complex system. And you have to actually be very scientifically minded and be great at numbers to be an astrologer. And I just thought you needed to kind of pull on your mystical waters. But actually, there is a science to astrology. But I think, essentially, it's about looking to the skies for guidance and meaning, and basically astrologers interpret the skies for us, and they feed back to us. When we were born has a huge effect on our characteristics and our personality throughout our lives. So when we were born and how all the planets are aligned is a blueprint, really, for our personality, our character traits.
And your destiny.
And your destiny as well. And so astrologers can interpret that, and then they can give you the signs they've got from the skies, and then you can go away and use those in your everyday life. And one of the astrologers I spoke to for this article, a lovely lady called Natalie Delahaye, and she was saying, actually, that the old astrology was a lot more fatalistic and predictive.
Well, I think people were more fatalistic about their lives.
They really were.
I've been born a slave and that's it forever.
Absolutely. And religion was very dogmatic.
Yeah. And I'm a serf and that's the end, you know.
Exactly. And it would be...
Lives were limited.
Yes, they were. Yeah. And in 3 weeks' time, this comet will fall out of the sky and land on your head, and so don't go out. And, and modern day astrology is a lot more, as Natalie says, that we are co-creators. So we now live in a world where we have a lot more choice and meaning and freedom. And people are turning to astrology, not to 100% say, okay, tell me on this day this is going to happen, because a good astrologer won't do that. But people want reassurance that they are on the right path. And a lot of astrology is a lot to do with timing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are... Auspicious timing is a big thing in astrology. And so people want to know when is a good time to do something, or when is maybe not such a good time to do something. And astrology can provide you with a background for that.
But it also can just give you a blueprint of, so you meet someone very quickly and you can say, oh, what sign are you? But actually, I'm really into astrology. And so I've done a little chart for you before you came. Now, what we're going to be looking at is, because if you had your whole chart done, we'd be looking at the 9 different planets, and that'd be quite complicated to talk about. Mm. But today we're just going to look at your sun sign, which represents your dad, your will, and your kind of ambition in the world. We're going to be looking at your moon, which represents your mother, your feelings, your personality, and the way you react to the world. Then we're also going to look at your rising sign, which is the most important sign, because that's what people first see when they see you. And it's a way, it's your filter of looking out to the world. So the Joe Carnegie filter is this sort of way. So I looked you up, and what happens is that you're born on May the 4th, 1974 in York at 7 a.m. So your sun is in Taurus, which you probably know, your moon is in Libra, and your rising sign is in Gemini. Okay, your Taurian moon represents your dynamism in the world, and actually you are much more ambitious than you like the world to see. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, actually. Yes, because okay. I am laid back, but I am ambitious as well.
Yeah, think, and you're determined, but also the great thing about having the Earth sign is your feet are on the ground, which is really helpful. If people don't have Earth in their chart, it's quite difficult. Mm. And then your moon is in Libra, which makes you sociable, witty, like beautiful things, like talking, chatting. But also that's the side of you which wants to please, because that's the one that's always like, oh, I don't want to offend, you know. So you've got that. Does that make sense again?
No, it does. Yes, definitely.
Okay, then your rising sign, which is the first thing you meet when I see you and how you filter the world, is Gemini, which is the communicator, which is ruled by Mercury, which is the winged, you know,
messenger god.
And he's the god of communication. You're in exactly the right job. It's all he rules letter writing, writing, radio, anything to do with sort of going out there and communicating. Also, you're probably quite good with your hands as well. Mm. The downside of Gemini rising is you might find decisions quite hard to make.
No, actually, I do procrastinate sometimes horribly. And if I have too much choice, I can get overwhelmed. So yeah. I understand that. Yeah, yeah, I can
and
relate
also
to that.
Being Gemini rising, you can be called a doubting Thomas or Thomasina.
Yes.
Do you sometimes doubt things?
Yes, I think not for other people so much, but I would definitely doubt myself when I shouldn't, which is really interesting. But I find that is so fascinating, and also the whole thing about your tribe, each star sign have the traits, and for me, Taurians, if I meet people that are fellow Taurians, especially that are born at the start of the month like me, I feel an instant kinship with them.
Lovely.
Very grounded, very earthy,
yeah.
And I can sometimes tell, I say, are you a Taurian? And people will say, yes, I am. And I think that you have different traits for each star sign. And I think that they really are quite true.
Yeah, I do find the thing about Taurians, this is a really big sort of thing to say, but I do find sometimes their lives, they get into a rut. But because you've got that Gemini rising and your moon in Libra, you're always going to be on the go. So you're really lucky. You're not too sort of bound by, oh my God, my life's not changing.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think I do have these two kind of polar opposites. I can get too much in my head down in a rut, but then I have this kind of scratching on my, come on, you know, go out there, engage with the world. And I think that's good to stop Taurians from getting too much in their own head and just trudging on. I think that's definitely true.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it's really interesting. And I think that as far as astrology goes, it's not about looking at something 100%, because I think you also have to trust your own intuition. And the astrology people I spoke to for this, Ruby Warrington as well, who's a fabulous journalist, and she has a website called The Numinous, and it's really about anything astrological, and they do great tarot card readings. And she's been into astrology since a very early age, because for her, she said it helped. She grew up in a non-religious household, but astrology for her helped her connect with a sense of something bigger. And it's very about nature and about natural cycles and seasons and the equinox. And we are so connected to nature. And I think that the thing about astrology is the people that use it now in modern astrology, they use it as a map in their general life plan. But you can't start to rely on anything in life. You can't start to rely on it 100%. You have to...
You can't be obsessed by it. It's not going to give you the answer to everything.
Really doesn't. I think there's some... The thing about astrologers and astrology is... They can give you, astrologers can interpret the skies because they're so complex. So they can interpret the skies for you. They can tell you, according to your birth chart or your star sign or where all the planets are lined up, they can tell you what is kind of going on in the world, and they can tell you your characteristics. But Natalie de la Haye gave a very good she summed it up and said, we're like weather forecasters. So the weather forecaster can say to you, Josephine, it's going to be raining tomorrow, but it's up to you whether you take an umbrella or not. And I think that with astrology, that's a really good way of kind of describing it, that you can be given your characteristics, you can be shown what traits you have, how you deal with situations, but astrologers and astrology can't predict what's going to happen in your life on a daily basis. They can't say, this event will happen then, you'll meet that person then. But all they can say is, you have these characteristics, this is how your strengths, your qualities, you're going in the right way, the timing's looking good for you, and people can make decisions and life decisions guided on that.
Thank you so much. It's really interesting. I can't wait to read your article in The Moment magazine.
Thank you very much.
To read more about the issues we've talked about today and get all the information about the astrologers, go to the May edition of In The Moment magazine, on sale now in Waitrose, WH Smith and Sainsbury's. This podcast was produced by RadioGorgeous.com 2018.